I want to make sure that people understand that there is a process when artists create work. Hi, my name is Belinda Colon. I'm the curator at the Art Center of the Capital Region. We have two exhibitions opening up April 30th, running through June 25th of 2021. More Than a Sketchbook, The Diary of an Artist, will be in our main gallery, and Cocoon, The Reveal, will be in our Wallace and Foyer galleries. Right now, I'm in the main gallery of the Art Center of the Capital Region, and as you walk in, you see quite a bit of artwork around you. You also see books sitting on pedestals and placed in different areas within the gallery. It's a very open room. It's very lit and light, but it has quite a bit of different texture and color surrounding the space that you walk into.
In your hands, you have a Field Notes notebook. Could you tell the story about who is drawing in these notebooks and what did it become?
Yes, so here is one of the notebooks that we have. I like Field Book Notes because I feel like it's a really great size notebook. The quality is amazing and it's easy to put in your bag. So a lot of artists will sit in a coffee shop or pretty much wherever they go, traveling, in a train, sitting at a restaurant, whatever they're doing, they just like to sketch. And so I've been surrounded by artists for a long time now, and everywhere I go, I see sketchbooks. And I'm very aware of the Brooklyn Sketchbook Project, and I thought it was a really great idea. And that program is where artists can buy a sketchbook, create work in the sketchbook, and then it is then displayed at the Brooklyn Museum in New York City. I really like that idea, but I wanted to add to it. I wanted to show the work that was being inspired by what was in the sketchbooks. So I found this wonderful Field Notes sketchbook. It's very small. I reached out to our audience and our community artists, and I asked if anyone would be interested within a call for art to create work in a sketchbook. They didn't have to create the whole sketchbook or work in the whole sketchbook, but they had to create about 20 to 40% of the sketchbook, enough to really show the process they were creating or using to create one piece of work that we could visually display for people to see. And the reason being is I want to make sure that people understand that there is a process when artists create work. A lot of times we will be asked, why does that cost so much? What are these mediums? Why did they display it this way? Why blah, blah, blah? There are a lot of questions. And all the answers I don't have, but a lot of times if you were to look at an artist's sketchbook, you get an idea of what they were thinking and why they presented it in the way they did. Sometimes it's literally images, and sometimes it's actual descriptions of what they want to do. So I wanted to create this show to give the viewer a chance to go into the mind of the artist as much as the artist would give them, and be able to visualize and read about what it is that the artist was thinking when they created the work. So some of the notebooks have a lot of drawings and paintings in them. Some of them are collaged. Some of them are ripped apart and repurposed into another sketchbook. I did say to the artists to do whatever they wanted with the sketchbook, and then I would display it. One of them took it literally and tore it apart, which was fantastic. So when you come in to see the show, you'll see that some of the covers are developed and stylized between each artist, but the presentation should be pretty much the same. So when you see the sketchbook, you should be able to look up, see the name on the pedestal of the artist, look up on the wall, see the artwork, and really have an idea of what it's like to go into an artist's studio, see their work as it's presented from the artist, and then see the finalized piece on the wall.
So looking at the walls, there's some pieces in frames, others are fabric, there's some canvas pieces. What is the range of, oh, here's multimedia. Could you give a range of how a drawing from a sketchbook turns into an actual sculpture or art piece, or the different ranges that we have here?
Well, I can tell you one, that depends on the artist, right? So not every artist in here has worked in every medium that they've presented, and this was a chance to work in some other mediums. I would definitely say that there is stained glass, there is oil painting, there's a lot of 2D and 3D art. We do have some video art in the back of the room as well that is a little bit of a storytelling documentary. We have sculptural 2D, 3D, quite a bit of different works. I picked the artists that I did because I wanted to try to make sure that we had a little bit of everything so that people could understand the process of all these artists. We also have 3D printed art, so that's something that people don't see very often. So it does range from newer technology to traditional work. One of the stipulations to being in the show is that you had to have some experience showing your artwork. Some of them really have only shown their art maybe 2 to 3 times, but because of the medium and the style that they had, I felt like they were a good fit to show a novice to a very experienced professional artist. And I would consider them all professional, but there are some with more experience than others. Now we're in the Wallace and Foyer Gallery. This is the Cocoon Show, which includes 4 artists who originated in our Cocoon Studio Show. So this is the Cocoon Reveal, which is the work that these artists had created starting last February in an exhibition that we started, or I should say a program that we started in our main gallery. We split up our main gallery into 5 different studio spaces, and we welcomed artists, many artists to apply. These 5 artists ended up getting the space, but they ended up setting up their own studios, 5 studio spaces, and started creating their works there. And the community was invited to come in at certain times of the day or during Troy Night Outs or during, what we wanted to have was small little workshops and demos with those artists. Again, focusing on like what we did with the sketchbook project, trying to share more of the process of how artists create with our community and our visitors so that there is more of an understanding between the visual representation of what the artist makes and what the artist's ideas are for those visual representations. So this is the reveal. There are 5 artists: Allison Bachrich, Lindsay Bystroff, John D'Souza, Emily Prosper, and Trent Stokes. This show really does represent the youthfulness of these 5 artists. 2 of them are St. Rose graduates. I believe 3 of them went to Hudson Valley, and then another went to another college in Florida. But when it comes down to it, there's this youthfulness, there's this colorful representation of their world and what's surrounding them. I know with John, Allison, Trent, and Emily's work, they're finalized pieces, but Lindsay is still working on these pieces, so these are still a work in progress. So it is a reveal to an extent, but she is still moving forward. So it's really wonderful that we have these 4 pieces that are final, and then we have this one set of works that actually is still a work in progress. I do believe that Trent also, who will be a little more visible in this region with some mural work, also is in process with some of the work as well. But that's for him to say. I believe he's going to be creating a statement that he hasn't shared with me yet that will share that information with the community. So when they come in and they read the statements from the artists, they'll be able to come in and read the statements and see where the work is developed from and what the artist has to say about what they created.
This show is about breaking down understanding the process of an artist. Mm-hmm. What have you found are some of the big misconceptions that you're trying to break down with this exhibition?
So some of the misconceptions about artists and how they create their work can be, why does something cost so much? Why doesn't everything look exactly like what a dog looks like? Or what, you know, why is it representational? Why is it abstract? Why is it created in this way or that way? What, you know, I can make a box with a square filled in it. Why is this person getting more attention for it than somebody else? And so with Cocoon and with most of the shows that I'll be presenting at the Arts Center, I want people to understand that there doesn't need to be a confusion in regards to why artists create what they create and how they create it. We can have a conversation. We can have a visual conversation with the work that's on the wall, and then at any moment, if you have a question, you can always reach out to the Arts Center and have those continued conversations. So these shows are visual representations of of what I would like to invite the community to come and see, right? But I need the community to come in here to do that. And to break down these barriers about misunderstanding why something costs so much or what things are made of, you really need to have that interaction. So I invite people to come here, have this interaction with us here at the Art Center and with our artists, and continue to create a moment for them to learn about something maybe they weren't sure about in the past without feeling uncomfortable. I want people to feel comfortable. It's another part of this, is for people to come in and feel like this is a, you know, an art center, this is a community art center. So we really want the community in our region to come in and feel like they're part of something. And the artists that are here, I try to make feel like they have ownership of their work and their space when they're here, and then hopefully they will continue to create relationships where they want to come back and continue to develop more relationships with the community and with us.